Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, last week, the South Carolina Farm Bureau Federation held their 72nd annual meeting in Myrtle Beach. And since Farm Bureau is the largest grassroots agriculture organization in the state, that meeting is pretty important, and members get to vote on a lot of important things for the upcoming year. Let's talk a little bit about what took place at that meeting, Commissioner.
Well, you're right. This year was no exception with many, many issues, and Farm Bureau has always held a pretty high place in my heart. I met my wife there. She worked there. I went to my first Farm Bureau meeting 34 years ago, and still tell them I got more from Farm Bureau than anybody, so they always enjoy hearing that. But it was, I think, a successful meeting for them. They elected a new president going forward after David Winkles decided to retire after 18 years. They voted on quite a number of issues. Obviously, at top of everyone's mind was the flood and flood relief. So in that regard, we talked a little bit about our Planted Forward South Carolina effort. We talked about working with Congress to try to get some relief for South Carolina farmers impacted by the flood. So quite a number of things going on, and they had some interesting speakers with some attorneys there to talk about tax incentives and farmland valuations and just some pretty critical things for the future of farming.
Now, let's talk about South Carolina Farm Bureau's very hands-on approach to the young farmer and rancher aspect.
Well, you're right. They always put an emphasis on that to develop the next generation of talent in order to speak up on behalf of agriculture. There are a lot of talented farmers. Some of them have talents that need to be honed a little bit, if you will, in order to speak up on behalf of the industry to those who don't understand the industry but have quite an impact, whether it's in the legislature here in Columbia, Congress in Washington, to grocery companies, to the consuming public. And that communication is sometimes standing at a podium, sometimes it's at the computer keyboard. So the idea of communication and social media, that's becoming more and more important to developing new leaders for agriculture, and the Young Farmers and Women's Program are vital to that effort.
Let's talk a little bit about Harry Ott. That's a name that is familiar to most South Carolinians. He has deep roots not only in the state but in agriculture.
Well, that's right. Harry is a farmer from my neighboring county of Calhoun. He served in the legislature for a number of years. Then he served as the FSA director for a few years, heading up USDA. So again, he has pretty good resume that he is bringing to the office of president of Farm Bureau. Look forward to working with him the same way we had a good partnership working with David Winkles, who retired. So a new day with Farm Bureau. Some of the issues are new, but some of them are the same that I think have been there in the 34 years I've been going to the Farm Bureau meetings.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.